Welcoming refugees and giving them asylum is a dutiful act of human solidarity. That was Pope Benedict's appeal to the international community this Wednesday as he marked World Day for Refugees.
Comincio con un appello.
Speaking in Italian, the Holy Father said that the World Day, organized by the United Nations, aims to make the general public aware of the plight of those forced to flee their countries because their lives are in danger. He said they must be welcomed and given hospitality so that they do not feel isolated by intolerance and disinterest. Pope Benedict underscored that, more importantly, this gives Christians worldwide the opportunity to demonstrate the love of the gospel. From the depths of my heart, concluded the Pope, I hope that these brothers and sisters, tried by terrible suffering, are guaranteed asylum and the recognition of their rights. I invite all nations to offer protection to all those who find themselves in such delicate situations of need.
Ad offrire protezione a quanti si trovano in così delicate situazioni di bisogno.
Pope Benedict XVI's appeal came at the end of his weekly catechesis on the Fathers of the Early Church. The series has proved so popular that Vatican officials were forced this Wednesday to divide the tens of thousands of pilgrims between the Paul VI Hall and St. Peter's Basilica to protect them from the searing heat of the summer sun. They had come from all five continents, as far afield as Australia, Honduras, Russia and Africa, to hear the Pope's words.
I am happy to welcome all the English-speaking pilgrims to this basilica.
After pausing for a brief moment of prayer in the basilica, Pope Benedict joined the crowds in the Paul VI Hall to speak to them about the life, works and witness of St. Athanasius of Alexandria.
Athanasius is venerated in East and West alike as a pillar of Christian orthodoxy. Against the followers of the Arian heresy, he insisted on the full divinity and consubstantiality of the Son with the Father and defended the faith of the Church as expressed in the Creed of the Council of Nicaea.
Pope Benedict noted the saint's many writings, which include a treatise on the incarnation of the Word, and of his writings on the life of Anthony, a spiritual biography of Saint Anthony Abbot, whom he had known personally.
Like Anthony, Athanasius stands out as one of the great figures of the Church in Egypt, a lamp whose teaching and example even today light up the path of the entire Church.
Pope Benedict then imparted his apostolic blessing on all those present, thanking them for their prayers and wishing them a happy and peaceful visit to the Eternal City.
May your visit to the tombs of the Apostles Peter and Paul strengthen your faith in Christ and renew your love of his Church.
I'm Emer McCarthy.